only do the holy, you don't do anything towards the difference.
That was one of my questions last year when I started, because I thought it was strange that we didn't add more than what we put on the conquer.
Kind of that helps.
Yeah.
So like if we had an employee and children as opposed to just employee on the HSA, it's kind of the same thing that they would have done, but we didn't add more to the HSA because there's more people on the team.
Mm-hmm. Now, it also adds the $12.50 to the employee that they're not having to pay because they're on the board. So that's not hard to develop. It's not like it's earth-shattering. That's $150. And that's with the employee and children. $0.07. Can we do it for can you incentivize one plan more than the other? Can you do employee and children and not the others?
Some counties do. I don't know if they've checked it out or not, but
I don't remember whenever I was last week, whenever I was talking to different entities, I don't remember which ones said that they incentivized the HSAs. And I did not ask how much they incentivized. I think the most common is what he did, but also for depending upon what plan you did, I think that's the most common. Whatever you have.
You're talking about entities like cities or hospital or something, not.
I did private and public,
but not counties.
I talked to Stone, Green, Christian. Okay. I don't remember what their answers were. I know I talked to those. I talked to all the school districts. I talked to some private businesses, and I talked to this
public. Stone pays 100% on their employees, nothing on their dependents. Christian pays 90% on them.
Again, I had all that information last week. I'm talking about HSA. I don't know what they do to incentivize HSA. Some of them said that they do. I do not remember which entity said that they do. And I never did ask how much they said.
Does Stone or Christian, either one, have HSA?
I didn't hear you do that.
Does Stone or Christian, either one, offer the health savings?
I don't know.
Don't think so.
According to, pretty sure Stone County is 100% on employee and zero.
Stone is 100% on employee and zero on dependents, yes.
Did you say Christian was 90%?
No, that's Cedar up above Christian. Christian's 100% on employees, zero on dependents. Green is zero on dependents. 100% if you go to Mercy, and the employee pays $100 if they go to Cox. That's due to their agreements.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of benefit Mr. Dixon's agreement.
Pardon?
I have quite a few emails from Mr. Dixon in Green County on all the data provided.
Mm-hmm. Did he say 100% for the employee if they go to Mercy and $100 employee pays if they go to Cox?
That sounds right, but I don't remember.
And said zero on dependents.
Do you want to incentivize more to run that plan than the difference? Or do you want to stick with the difference? What are your thoughts? keeping in mind we're doing 50% of the day care on that day.
Right.
The difference all the way. That's what the ones that do incentivize when they pay the difference in the. The insurance costs. The difference in insurance costs is usually deposited in the HSA. If we had, how many do we have? 12 on that plan now? I'm just making this up to make it up. So. Do you do $50 in addition to the cost difference, or $25 in addition to the cost difference? If you do $25 a month, what's that for the plan? Another $300 in your HSA? On top of the $33.50? So it gives you an extra $30 a month, it gives you another $25 a month. To use towards a telemedicine or a, I don't know. It could be different upon, that's probably the difference in cost of.
What's amazing on that health savings is after you spend the $4,000, $4,500, whatever it is, it's 100% then. Yeah. One of the counties that offered, they have a $60,000 max and they have to go to another insurance. But their own self.
Well, that's an insurance for that insurance. That's something completely different. The HSA is almost like a catastrophic. That's why it's a higher deductible. There's no deductible. Well, you can see there's a deductible. It's a higher deductible.
Okay. Oh, Joanna almost forgot. We've got you, don't we? You think after you have your training this year and if you'll get a more feel, if what would matter to them? Don't know.
Mm-hmm. We have 266 employees.
245 is on the insurance, I don't know. But some of them are not on, some employees are not on the insurance.
Right.
The goal within the next 3 years would be to get 70 people on the insurance, on the HSA.
Last year's strategy,
which is to start with very low numbers, and if more people
talk, then everything
continues
to grow.
I said the goal is to get Is it 73.8, I think? Well, it's 245 employees or 73.
Then we're going to have to be real careful. Person needs to crunch some numbers there and see what jeopardy they put the county in on some of that.
What do you mean by that? Tell me what the cost would be.
With everything that that we're doing, the goal is for it to grow. But if it grows, we'd be the increase in the cost of insurance looks to me like that we were increasing the cost for insurance instead of decreasing.
The goal is to
get more on,
which mm-hmm. in turn would keep the insurance increases lower. So the game plan is not a next year as much as a 3, 4, 5 year.
Okay.
And then the idea there is for it to at least be a wash.
The goal is to get more in, I'm calling the pool, in more employees and family on the insurance, thinking that they're not going to have the claims so that their claim ratio stays down and we've got more on it, and consequently that instead of having a 5% increase,
30% increases.
5% increase, then maybe we'd have none. Like, I think, didn't City of Branson not have any increase at all this year?
Mm-hmm.
No. They have the wellness and the tobacco. They have all of that. I haven't talked to them on the extra incentives. But, so the goal is to get your insurance down. But if to do what we have done, if we're not careful, we'll have our insurance growing even if our premium stays flat.
The goal is to make the investment now for it to pay off in the future. I say we do the pay the difference. Apply that to the HSA. Again, Mike, are you thinking that, or are you thinking
different? That pay the difference, is that what David you came up with?
That's what I'm going on.
All right.
That's what you thought we were doing. It'd be $46 to the. Again, it'd be $46 plus they get another $12.50.
Do what?
That's the increase in everything, $223.
So what did you gentlemen come up with on the health savings for our benefits person?